you've tuned in to Radiance by Design. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I work with a wonderful group of guides and angels, and I work with a lot of you. This is so exciting. And things are changing on the planet. The end of the world didn't come, but you know what? In my work with clients and so on, and in my own inner self, my inner sanctum, changes are humongous. And I feel like, oh my God, the end of the world did come, but it just kind of subtly rolled through a lot of us. Old programs are changing. The veil between here and hereafter, or whatever you call the other side, is really thin. There's all kinds of interactions between people. Of course, there have been for a long time, but they're pretty fast right now and a lot more agile, it seems to me. So, let me see, what else? There's a lot of rambunctious energy fields and healings. People are getting sicker faster, and they seem to get healings faster as well. And I keep thinking it's just the energy fields that are moving quite swiftly right now, whether it's sunspots. Ama Bhagavan talk about the downloads of golden energy that are coming in from the universe. And a lot of us talk about various forms of energy downloads that are really having an impact on human consciousness. And I think you and I all know that human consciousness better change in order to set us up to heal the planet and heal one another and have that quantum leap into being a very, very gracious species. Radiance by Design is a call-in show, and it's a show for you and about you, and we're going to do our regular meditation, which to me is a part of the new times where we get to do a meditation together, make a community of vibration where we get to move through the fields together and in unity. There's so many online radio shows in which people are being lifted, and it's supporting our absorbing, integrating these new frequencies that are coming in, giving us a lot more potential. I was talking to a friend just before this, and we were talking about love. And you know that song, I've often said this, I love that song that goes, I want to know what love is. I bet you've all heard it a billion times, right? But the reason I love it is because love is such a tossed about word. We're talking frequencies here. We're talking evolution. We're talking about becoming like a oneness community all over the world for the sake of the healing of the planet and the transformation of our species, which I believe is happening, even if it takes more than 20 minutes to do. But I want to go back to love. When I was sitting here preparing for the show, I was calling in the awareness of these golden frequencies, the downloads of God energy is what a lot of the different healers are calling it. There's a download of very, very conscious energies, and we're going to talk tonight with spirits. And I was going, okay, so we're going to call in together. We're going to call in the presence and see how that feels. And we're going to call in love and see how that feels. Because I think a lot of you know that love exists and exists all around us. But bottom line is we don't know how to receive it a lot of the time because we've learned through our incredible history of billions of years, probably, or millions anyway, as a species, that it's pretty scary to accept love. What if you get hurt? What if you get screwed over? What if you misinterpret it? And it's funny, the guides have been saying for the last few years, just turn around and love the people that you've been involved with. Stop with all that fear and that negotiating and all that. Just love each other. And that's kind of tricky. So let's go back into saying, I would like to call in the presence. To me, the presence is just the awareness of divinity in the atmosphere, in our planet, in all around us, in your home, in your heart. It's that incredible, incredible feeling that just gives you a hit of possibility. So let's all take a second here and call in the presence. I just get a nice buzz. I've been doing this for about 20 years, calling in the presence, part of my before reading kind of thing. And now I hope you're all enjoying that feeling and knowing that the presence is with you. And now let's call in love. It's calling love, universal love, love of one another, love of your family, love of your cats and dogs or fish or dolphins, whoever you play with each day. Funny, isn't it? When I do that, I feel, well, maybe I'll let you tell me what you feel. I won't tell you what I feel. So what we've been playing with lately is our evolution. And in the evolution, when people are stuck on certain situations, it's really fascinating how many things hold us back. You and I know that we're direct emissaries from Source, and we're moving back to Source energy, the beginning of all that was. But we've taken a few stops along the way. We've had some interactions with other people, other experiences, all kinds of stuff. And those have created reactions in us that sometimes make us pivot around situations instead of just moving through them. They'll make us feel stuck. And how do you know you're stuck? Well, you can't break out of a pattern, whether it's a pattern for procrastination or poverty or bad relationships, or illness, or you have all these beautiful manifestation tools these days, and maybe you're just not getting over the speed bump so that you can actually manifest what you want. And it's been interesting over the last while. We've been seeing for callers, and sometimes for people who don't call in, we've been seeing how sometimes there are beings who have crossed over, beings in your lineage, beings in your family in this generation or maybe thousands of generations back, it doesn't matter, where you've had intense interactions and you're still bonded. You've heard of karmic attachments. How many of you have had karmic relationships where you just know one another? And then when you break up, even if you should, or when you part, even if you should and you know you should, that bond doesn't go away. You still feel the pull or the push with that person. We're talking about that kind of connection that can keep you and I running around in our little potholes and reliving a kind of an energy reaction. Mostly in karma, we think that, oh, somebody killed me or broke my heart or deserted me or I deserted them or I bopped them over the head with my shoe and they bled in the street and that's how they died. Oh, my gosh, they're mad at me. You know, it's all this kind of drama stuff, the drama, dharma, dharma, drama. So what we're going to do tonight after our meditation is we're going to call in some spirits, and we're going to talk to them about what they can actually participate with us, and they can release the attachment. You can release attachments when you have an association with a spirit. Say you had a difficult time with your mom. And she shows up in spirit form, and the two of you agree on, for example, I was mad at you, I was mad at you, I didn't like you, I didn't like you, but these are the things that we loved, and blah, blah, blah. And you can actually come out of that attachment and really serve one another. So each of you gets to move closer to your rapport with Source. And talking about love, very often there's a huge infusion of love when that kind of circumstance happens. Not always. I can never guarantee anything because spirits like you and I have their own personalities and each of them is the only one in the universe, right? So another part of this preamble, I want to say that you have your divine connection. It's amazing, right? And so do I. It is wonderful. But we also have all these other little hookups. So it's the other little hookups that we're playing with in order to do several things. One is to release ourselves from some of those hookups. The other one is to learn about all the dimensions. I was thinking tonight, I was 32 when my husband died, and I really came apart. But then afterwards, the best thing about it was it pushed me on many levels, inside out, to not be able to function the way I was, but to keep discovering more and more deeply in myself who I was, and discovering I was an intuitive and learning all kinds of tricks. And one of the things I used to have was visions out of control, which I spend a lot of time stopping. But I found as I went through learning meditation and some yoga and so on, that if I did a dance workout, I could stabilize my visions even better. So so I could ask a question at the beginning and then boogie my brains out for 20 minutes, and I would ask for the answer, and I would get the answer, and I would get visions of different things coming through. But at my behest, I requested those visions. They didn't take me over. I just got to use them. I had to learn to turn off my visions in order to turn them on consciously. Anyway, some time later, and my husband used to show up fairly often, actually. And when he died, for a number of complicated reasons, I was mad at him. He didn't want to die at 33, and he was a revolutionary, and so he ran around with some women and then came home to die. So, of course, I was kind of angry with him. And he would show up, and I'd say, go to the light. You've caused enough trouble. After a couple of years, I was really excited to talk to him, and we learned a lot together about my process of transformation, which when he was alive thought was really hokey, my interest in philosophy. But there were a lot of things I learned, and the point of this story today is that he would sometimes show up while I was doing my dance workout, and he would mimic me, because we were always really funny together. He would mimic me, and we'd laugh and laugh, and I'd tell him to settle down, because I was trying to do my meditational work, my spiritual work. And he'd just grin, and he'd dance beside me, and it was very funny. But in any case, when I'd look ahead, I would very often get, then my visions would start to emerge, not just the visions about questions that I wanted answered, but envisioning of levels of consciousness and various guides that I was working with, and angels, and I even saw the Buddha. And these were just shimmering visions. They weren't just little. And sometimes I have them in my basement, which is full of rafters and laundry and my work, because I was getting a degree by that time. And where was I going? Oh, yes. And as I was doing this one day, he was beside me and teasing me as is per usual. And then I was looking ahead, and I was seeing these amazing, amazing visions. And I had a guide at that time who was called, I think his name was Joseph. I really got attached to him, but they move on, as most of you know. Anyway, my husband, Mark, was also, this is what I learned that day, is he was also learning and studying with the same guide and had some of the same there was a little gathering of beings for both of us, and it was the same gathering. And I had not understood that before. You know, it wasn't a separate path, that we shared a certain amount of that kind of on the other side link up with wisdom and consciousness, because it was all levels of consciousness. And then beyond that, I saw that he would then move in a slightly different direction, and I would move in a different direction. And that was the first time I really got specific information on how what's going on in the celestial realms is really very personalized. But we shared some of it. And it might have said a lot about what we had in common, because there was a real unity between us amongst some aspects of our nature. But anyway, I thought that was a pretty interesting story, talking about spirit, because he was a spirit. Well, he still is, I guess. Anyway, so we're going to do a meditation first, and then we're going to talk to you, accept your calls. And I hope you've got wonderful questions, and some of you will want to know about spirits that are around you, and we'll get into that. And remember that the goal here is to learn how to associate with beings who are on the other side of the veil, to associate with them in a very practical way, because the more I unhooked, for example, from Mark, the more he got free and I got free, you see? It's like not just one gets free, you all get free. So it's a very interesting kind of unity. And there are some people, and you know this, there are some people that you have a whole lot of soul connection with, and some that you don't have much. And you want some of those connections not so much undone, you want them to be fulfilled. You want things to be done between you so that you don't have any leftovers. And I used to believe that you had to go through to the other side in order to complete all that. But it's sure not true. We're seeing how fast people can undo those funny little knots and hookups with other souls. So let's see how many we can do. I hope you're ready to call in if you got your digital finger ready to go. So let's close our eyes. Mm-hmm. and see a golden light above you about 2 miles, a golden ball, and below you about 40 feet, another golden ball, and drop your filaments of gold light from the upper golden ball through your spine into the lower golden ball. Now you create your octahedron, a four-sided pyramid pointing up into the higher golden ball, and a four-sided pyramid pointing down into the lower golden ball. And when they meet base to base, you've got yourself an octahedron, an eight-sided figure. Got that? You can really feel the resonance of that, can't you? And inside of that, we have a beautiful crystal ball, and it nudges the edge, the inside edge of your octahedron. And inside of that, you're in a star tetrahedron, which is a three-dimensional star of David. Good. I'm just a buzzing, are you? And remember, in that star, you start to spin and spin and spin and spin. And as you do, you see a magical screen appear in front of you, and you're the magical producer. See yourself producing the first little film on that screen, which is a film about you becoming what you want to be. I always want to see myself being multidimensional and consciously multidimensional. Good. And what is it you want to be? It doesn't have to be the same as me. And as I achieve this with my visions and I feel that sense of completion and fulfillment, I really feel myself smiling and being that multidimensional conscious being. I wrap that in light, move it over to the right. Now we have another film, and this is you creating, or me in my case, creating what it is we want to create in our lives. Some want home and family. Some want healing. Some want to create a book, a movie, a CD, a trip around the world. It doesn't matter. Choose all the pieces. See the pieces coming together. Everything you need, every resource, money, time, enjoyment, good focus. See all the pieces coming, and oh, hot diggity, you created it. And now see all the pieces coming to sustain your project. Excellent job. And now wrap it in light and move it over on the side so it can stay perking. Remember, we're manifesting here. And now we're going to go into the Galactic Healing Center. Ooh, I love this part. And we're going to take our healing team with us, the beings who are in your team. Yeah, they're going to come in and stand around our healing table. And you're the first person, and I am in mine, to jump on that table for a healing from these wonderful multidimensional guides. Good. And what is it you want to have healed? Now, a couple of you don't know what you want to have healed, but they'll tell you, so listen carefully. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm getting some instruction for myself. I'm not sharing, but I might write it down. And once you can really feel the buzz as they work on you. Oh, my. And then you just wrap it in light. Once it gets going, wrap it in light, move it over to the side, and then let your healing team ask them to replicate themselves because they're magical, remember? Once you're on the other side, you can be in more places at once. Isn't that amazing? Now wrap yourself, wrap the healing team around again. Good. Now who do we have here? We have someone with, a terribly sore belly. Oof. This one has a burst appendix. The man is a burst appendix, and he's got some complications from the surgery. He seems to have a lot of pain in his, there's a lot of trepidation and pain, even though the pain is in his belly for the surgery. He has a lot of trepidation in the heart area, in the sternum. Because the whole thing was much more traumatic than he expected it was going to be. Oh, my goodness. And they're sorting it out for him. They're moving his energies. Good. hard, isn't it? And now, oh my, still got a little. So they're just fixing, and there's a little bit of surgery there. And what's happening with your client, your patient? Wrap them in light when you feel like it's really going well. Send it over to the side, and our team will replicate themselves around a fresh table. Now I have this person here who with MS. Yes, he's quite ill, actually. And the team is saying it's something to do with genetics. And, you know, there's always an emotional report behind it all. So in her case, there's been a lot of, like, anger and, I would say, kind of self-sacrifice and anger, kind of victimized. And when they show it that way, they show her brain pattern, especially in the parietal lobes. They show that the brain pattern is very tense. And they're wrapping her in light, but they're also working with her brain a lot. And the brain stem. Good. And it's interesting because they're showing the shifting reverberations throughout her entire body. Oof, big job. Now we're going to wrap that in light. It's funny, before we move her off to the side, I want to say that she has a great, I would say great-great aunt who also had it. There's a genetic predisposition that comes down through the family. And by the same token, as we're talking about our spirit connection, we're asking this great-great aunt, who is very, very compassionate, and did sacrifice herself a lot. And that was, what, three generations ago. So that would be like in the 30s or something. No, later than that. But anyway, she sacrificed herself a lot. And what she's wanting to do is unhook this beloved niece, grandniece of hers. And she's unhooking her in several places. And the team's working with her as well. She's unhooking her in the thyroid as well as aspects of the brain and the brain stem. Both the temporal lobes and the parietal lobes, but also the brain stem. She's unhooking, she's setting it up so that she can change their genetic predisposition. And now the team is running down this woman's spine. That I don't know her. I could phone her and say, how's it going? But bless her. You and I are doing some good work here. Who are you working with? Let's wrap her in light, move it over to the side. And now let's do our political one. It seems too obvious for me to bypass this one. Let's bring in Mr. Obama, President Obama, and the Congress, and the NRA, and put them all on our table. And let's have our healing team have layers and layers and layers and layers of consciousness. Each layer is a higher and higher vibration. It's not hierarchical, like you say, this is the boss of this on certain levels. It's just that there's so many realms of consciousness, infinite numbers, and they're all different frequencies. So it's like a parfait, isn't it? It's like a very, very vibrationally beautiful parfait. We have all these consciousnesses coming in to amp up the ability of our little team to penetrate this huge, huge situation. I think probably the main thing for us to focus on, because apparently President Obama is taking some pretty severe stands on these things, and there's a kickback going on, or there's some anger going on. Let's see if we can see and ask for healing from all of these realms of consciousness to penetrate, to move through all the members of Congress, government, the NRA, people in power, the propensity to violence has to be softened and soothed for us to become a more conscious species, don't you think? So however that looks. So we're going to shoot a very beautiful, healing, harmonious, conscious, awakening vibration up through the soles of the feet of all the beings in here. That's a big job we've got. But of course we have a lot of helpers, so they can all work with them. And we just want to see this consciousness and this empathy and this love back to love and the presence being imbued in all of these different people for the greater good. Not just for the greater good, it's for the evolution of our species and life on this planet. And of course that emanates out through the universe, doesn't it? Good. All right, so we'll wrap that in light. And now let's call in through the top of our heads. We were talking about that golden God light that's coming in from in these tremendous downloads. So let's just call the highest frequency energies, those new levels of consciousness that are available to us coming in through the universe. Bring those into the top of your head, down your neck, and into your heart, and have it spin and spin and spin the power of your love, and have it shoot down through your arms and your fingers. And take a few minutes and pat that kind of love which you're radiating all around the world, where there's healing needed, where there's sickness, where there's poverty, where there's violence, war. And just pat it all over the world, and it goes round and round and round our planet. And you can really feel it, can't you? See it go round and round the planet and come back up your hands. In your arms, and recharge itself in your heart, and recharge your heart while you're at it, and move up through the neck, and through the head, and whoop out, way back out into the universe with the great central sun. Good. Now close off the galactic healing center and jump in your star tetrahedron, and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. Excellent job. And then let's pop back into this room together. Are you going to call in? I hope so. Let's talk to you about what's going on with you. And calling in, I love saying calling up the healing, because when you call in beings of light, when you call in frequencies, you really do feel it, don't you? Can't you feel us just all vibrating like mad here? So I don't know what the numbers are. I think I've put Bob to sleep, have I? Oh, call in. Your numbers are sitting right there on your screen. Yeah, I'd love it if you call and talk about what you want to talk about. In the meantime, I have a friend, well, I know a wonderful man who's an inventor. And I want to say that in his world, he has a tremendous, I can see this in his world, he has a tremendous team of beings. And they look kind of strange, like they look like they're from a different galactic system. They don't look human. They look kind of, I don't want to say reptilian, turtle-ish looking. They're kind of odd shapes and so on. And they come from many different galactic centers. And he has a rapport with them, and they come in to infuse him or remind him of different possibilities that can be invented and used in this planet at this time. And it's funny, when I see that group for him, I see his connection with them in different lifetimes, in different galactic centers. Isn't that wonderful? Now, his problem is he has to bring a lot of things together because of some difficulties. We have all had this in different lifetimes. And so he's having to step through some of those reactions. So I'm watching very carefully, and I'm watching that there's a being who is... I don't know what his relationship is. It's like he was a co-worker. Oh, goody. Just hang on. I'll be right there. He was a co-worker in another place where they were working on something together, and he brought the whole thing down. He deceived this gentleman, and almost like put a stick in the spokes of the wheel of this wonderful invention that was coming. And that destroyed not only this fellow, but the fellow who showed up in spirit form. And then on they went to different lives. But he's showing up right now saying that he's willing. He is not grief-struck as much as he's been in a limited space with a kind of an imploded anger in him for a long time. And he's just working his way out of it. Now, remember, he's on the other side. And he's helping this fellow, this inventor, at this point, and we're asking for his help to amp up. And he's unhooking for him something that's been keeping him held in place and limited. It's really interesting. Can you feel, can you feel that vibration of something pulling? Because I sure can, and he's unhooking. And it's affecting his legs. It's affecting both their legs, actually. Now, my the spirit we're talking to, it doesn't have legs, technically. That part of his vibrational self, in any case. He's unhooking himself from this inventor with deep apologies and deep regret. Because what he'd like to be is an inspiration for this inventor to move some of their conscious ideas out of the pothole and into the future. So bless his heart. Now we have two people who have called in. I'm very excited about that. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Jaya.
Hi, Jaya. Do we sound better tonight?
So I wanted, the last couple of times I called you, you saw me going west, and I just want to get an update on that and maybe ask you about my property in Hawaii, which is west.
Now, you're getting an influence. Here's what it looks like, Jaya, that you're having someone come from, hello, you'll be on the air shortly, but I'm going to finish this call first. Thank you. There's somebody coming from, I think, Hawaii that is going to be talking to you. You're not going directly with her. You're going to go, it's like a triangle. There's somebody from over there who's going to be talking to you. You're going to get ignited. There's some money coming, and then you will go, I believe, to Hawaii. Money's good. I like money. Do you like money?
I love money, especially at this moment. I would really what do you see any timing? I know timing's tricky, but do you see any timing?
I feel like a lot of this will have happened by March. So that gives you about a month and a half. So that's not very long considering there are several interactions that have to go on. That makes sense.
So you said someone is coming from
Someone
Hawaii?
Has an idea for you. It's like a proposition, a talk, a consciousness of some sort that's saying, I have this idea. Can we do this, this, and this? And this person has access to some funding, some money. But you don't go with that person as much as you respond to what he or she talks about and end up doing something in Hawaii with other people.
And this is totally separate than the property I have in foreclosure over there. It's been in foreclosure for 2 years.
I feel like it, although, if you had enough money, would you retrieve that from foreclosure?
I probably would. It would take a lot.
Because there's something about that property in foreclosure that you're going to have something to do with. You may not actually return to that piece, but there's some connection through that foreclosure process. Do you have people living in it right now?
Yeah, I have a wonderful family living there, and I'm actually concerned for them because we don't know when the, you know, when it'll go
time.
To auction. They won't, huh?
They have time.
There's time?
Yes. And like, actually, things are going to start perking over there in, like, oh, I don't know, 5 or 6 months or something. There's a little bit of time before things really start. It's almost like everything there has been stuck, frozen.
Oh, it's been totally stuck. It's been 2 years already.
Yeah. Well, in about 6 months, everything starts to get vigorous.
But with the foreclosure?
Yes, with the whole commercial scene over there, you know?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause it's been awfully bad for not only your situation, but a lot of people's situation.
Oh, so many foreclosures over there. Just
Well, it's going to start to burble and bubble.
But this family, you think, has time, the family that's living there?
Yes, and they will have pretty good warning.
And there's a good chance I could turn it around?
Well, there's a chance that you'll turn it around. You'll turn something around that has some association with that property. I don't know if it's the property itself or people involved in it that will help you launch a new... Like, I think you're going to live over there, Jaya.
Really?
I haven't seen it like that for a long time, but it feels like you're going to be living over there. But it may be a smaller something that comes as a result of connections to this particular foreclosure. You see what I mean?
I don't feel I'm going back to that place, but...
I don't either, but I think there's a real connection.
Pull.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And there's a few other people involved.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's good. All right.
And thank you for your call. I hope the sound of the phone is better. I corrected it with BBS, and they seem to be doing something.
It is. It's way better. Way better.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We'll say thanks to Seth.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks for your call. Ah, so isn't it exciting to think of moving to Hawaii? Depends where you're living. We have two more callers on the line. Who's the second caller? Are you there?
No, it'd be me. It's Sandy Veronica in Ojai. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you? I was thinking about you a couple of days ago.
You were?
Yeah.
With my soul sending out an SOS.
I thought maybe you had some exciting news for us, Sandy.
Oh, gosh, no. I'm hoping you have some exciting news. I'm thinking that it's like Groundhog Day number 4,291.
So I want to say, what are you learning, girl?
I don't know.
So do you have a specific question, or should I just fly at it?
You know, it almost feels like everything is so shut off, shut down, dying, not happening. I wouldn't even know where to jump in to ask, but I would just say SOS.
Okay, so I want to call in. There's a spirit woman here. You know, we've been talking to spirits lately, partly
yes.
for fun, but partly because, you know, they're around, so why not call them in? I figure that they should be employed, don't you?
Yes.
Anyway, so while I'm talking to you, because I've already asked that spirits show up, and there's this woman who is really brilliant, and you're saying SOS, I'm saying call in your spirit support. She's trying to pull you south. Are you interested in going south? You haven't taken another trip, have you?
I have not. I have been very inclined to move or travel or do anything this last year. But
are you depressed?
Little...
You don't. You're not depressed, are you, Sandy?
I'm going in a bit, and I think it probably has a lot to do with stuff that's clearing out and old heartache, as well as just my life situation of not feeling like I'm doing what I'm not active in the world and participating and assisting the way I feel like I would like to be.
It's really interesting because I want to say, and people at home, you might start to roll your eyes about this one, but I'm going to say, stomp your foot and tell this spirit guide you need support now because you're kind of in a pothole. You're in like a little stuck place, and she's showing a direction south. But the thing, when we get a stuck place like that, we're usually kind of mesmerized. We can't really... You know, our imagination doesn't work, manifestation doesn't work, You need someone to come grab you by the hand and say, here's where we're going, Sandy. And
exactly.
I think you're going south, darling. And I think you're going to really like it. You seem to be helped, and guidance comes. You don't leave quite yet. You need, I know your health is fairly carefully balanced, and I want to say you're going to get your, I would say to my spirit guides and this wonderful spirit being who wants to help you, look, just show me and I'll get myself ready, and you'll be collecting your wits inside, and all of a sudden you're off and running for a little bit. And I think you're going to find a position where you're going to be something like teaching some kind of art thing. It's very gentle. There's something you're going to be doing because of a couple of people you know. You don't know them well, but you'll meet a few people. It's a small, small place, offside a reasonably sized, elegant community. I don't know if it's down as far as
La
Jolla.
And this is Southern California?
Yeah.
So Southern California?
Yep.
Okay. Interesting.
And it seems like it's very gentle.
Okay.
Gentle's good.
Not Ojai.
I think you're
talking about Ojai.
No, you need to get out of Ojai. I know I said it seems more like La Jolla.
Okay.
Or outside of La Jolla, not in La Jolla, which is, I think, if I know anything about it, I think it's very, very expensive.
It is, yeah.
But there's something like that that's right near, but you'll be in a small community just outside. And that would work for you.
And there would be some leads coming in around this, or this would just be a get up and
no, I want your higher guide who's there. She's floating around above you. And I mean, I know they don't float, but they don't really have the same grounding style we do. But I'm looking at her, I'm going, she's got to nudge you, and you're going to feel primed. It's going to take a couple of weeks at least, and then you're going to start to emerge feeling more primed, and then you're going to find, I'm trying to see what the actual, because you're going to land in something where you really don't know the people, but it's going to work for you, meaning that you'll be pulled in by experience, by people that you meet along the way. And it's nice. It's very nice. And you begin again. I know you're fragile. Your body's kind of weak right now, is it?
Yeah, it is. Feels like being in recovery or something.
Yeah. Well, I would say to my... That's why I think they're saying it's going to be a few weeks before it emerges in you that it's time to take off. And you're going to get hints. You're going to know where to go. I can't see you going to a cold climate, actually.
You can or you can't?
No, I can't.
Yeah, I can't either.
No. Not your style, girl. But you're going to have to keep me posted.
I will. I wanted to ask one more question, and that is there's this whole kind of impulse tendency to be kind of sacrificial on the empathic realm. And I'm wondering if there's anything built in there that is coming from another lifetime or coming from an ancestor or coming from some kind of wacky agreement that says this is how you need to be here by being, you know, a washing machine for all of the pain.
Are you the ringer washer?
Yeah.
That's a sad job. Let me look here. I do see one right away. Well, our spirit lady that we've been talking to, she's trying to extricate you from that. But if you want to look back in, there's this male, and it's been a self-sacrificing contract with him because he's been, just hang on a sec, gave me a tummy ache, actually. He's been dominating, and it was not this life. It was in the 1800s. He was your husband. I'm asking if he was your, it seems like he was your father. And he was very dominating, and you were very emotional, and he made it a guilt that you were the one who was, you shouldn't be that way. It's funny. It's like he was dumping on you all the time, and accusing you of being emotional and making other people feel bad. And you got into this real turmoil deep down inside. I think you died young, probably consumption, because your chest and your gastrointestinal system look really weighted down by him. It didn't matter how you turned around. It was your fault that other people felt that way. So you're hell-bent for leather to find out how everybody feels. You see? You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And we need to ask him, and he's trying to help right now, actually. He's come to terms that I've got a headache with him. He's giving me body pain, which is very interesting. I don't get it for very long. I don't get it for very long. It's just like, this is what it feels like. And then he's trying really hard to pull it from you. You see, it's a program you took on in order to adapt to his bullying, his emotional bullying. You learned to, you know how when people are really empathic, it's often because we've had abuse, and then you learn to feel everything so you can tell what's going on through your little Geiger counter. And he's shifting as we talk. He's pulling. And this is what's interesting to me about this work we do. When they are pinpointed and we understand what the deal was, they want to be free as well. So he's pulling it out right now. And the guides are saying that you would do very well to look at that empathy in yourself. Just really just look at it. I'm looking at the empathy in myself. I don't have to do this anymore. And I think I've said this on the air before. Rosalind Bruyere was very famous for her Wheels of Light book that was a real chakra groundbreaker for a lot of people. She's Pisces, and she said she never could get to the point where she didn't feel people's energy, but you read it like mad, and then you command total release of it. Don't allow it to stay there. And this being, who was your father, is very heart, what's he saying? He's saying it's heart. He's heartbroken that he did that with you, and he really didn't know any better at the time. You know, so his contract now, or his desire now, is to move that contract or that infliction, he's calling it the infliction, away from you. So I would talk to him. You don't know him in this life, I don't think. But if you ask to feel the presence of your father in that life, he's extremely willing to pull away that incredible duty that you had. I suspect that's had a lot to do with your depressed immune system, too.
You know? Interesting. Wow.
And look at how it makes your gut feel right now. Can you feel that? It's okay if you say no. I'll just talk about you behind your back. Are you there? Are you there, Sandy? I guess I lost Sandy. I hope that she will lose this empathy faster than it's been so far. I think we have one more caller, and we probably can squeeze a quick call in. Do we?
Yes, you do.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. This is Jody. I've talked to you many times in the past. Well, though, I just haven't been listening to your station because of working and all that.
There's
I don't
no
know.
Excuses,
heck, I'll give you
Jody.
A call. What the heck?
What's that?
Hello?
I said there's no excuse.
Oh, there isn't, is there?
No.
It's always good to talk to you anyway, Veronica.
You
seem very centered and balanced, which is nice. I'm on a little bit of a vacation right now, and I've been working on a book about child abuse and trying to get someone to publish me and all that. And I got back together with a niece of mine that lives in another state, and she was honest to me, and she's got this boyfriend of hers that has been abusing her.
Oh,
and
my.
Just found out yesterday, and here I am writing a book about abuse, okay? And here I find out my niece has been not telling me the truth about living with someone that is abusing her, and I'm like, is this woman going to be okay, or what can I do to help her, or whatever? I mean, because it's really, since it's so close to home with a family member, I'm a little bit upset.
I don't blame you. Did you? You had a lot of abuse too, didn't you, Jody?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. I want to say this, that you have several beings, and we've been talking to spirit beings, and you've got one key being that's in both your lineage that could help a lot, plus your own guides and angels and all of that, but you've both got one that's been imposing a kind of a contract. She comes from a very confusing background. Do you know that?
My niece?
Yeah.
Oh, she must.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Are you talking about this lifetime or another lifetime?
Both, really. This lifetime I was really referring to at first there. She has...
Oh, yes.
Oh.
It's very bad.
Yeah, and I think...
Her father, which is my brother, went through a whole lot and still is. He's an alcoholic and has not dealt with the pain from... what my father and my stepmother imposed on him, and he put it on his own daughter and son, and whoever he was ever married to, you know, and I really care for his daughter. I don't want to see her, you know, attracting this in her life. This guy reminds her of her own mother, and when her mother would go on drinking binges, and that is not good.
Well, you know what? How old is she, Jody?
42 years old.
You can help her a great deal because she's going to, you and she have a terrific cellular harmony, okay? And she will be able to hear you where she can't really hear other people. But the problem with her brain is that she's got a huge confusion. I would get her into cranial sacral or something of that ilk because she has to change her brain pattern, you see? And doing that is going to help her hear you better, because right now she'll hear something and then she goes into these states of numbness or trance, and then it just seems like this is life. It's funny, it's like she's in an altered state when he's very abusive. You see what I mean?
It's not good. She won't talk to me because she's embarrassed because she wasn't honest to me.
Well, she's talking to you now, isn't she?
Well, she hasn't talked to me yet.
Oh, I thought she told you.
No, her roommate told me.
Well, you have a really incredible cellular lineup with her, a real vibrational lineup. So I feel this, that if you could, I guess you can't be direct then, but if you could send like a vibration of love and send light and send I know who you are. We used to call it having tea parties. You go up into your higher self, go over and talk to her higher self and say, I know you. I know what's going on. You don't have to be this way. And I can help you. You just keep radiating like that because it seems like in a short while she is going to talk to you. She likes you a lot. She respects you a lot. And she doesn't respect herself. But you're going to help her a lot. And I have to go, or they're going to hook me off stage here.
Oh, I tell you what, that helped. Thank you so much, Veronica, and I really appreciate it.
Well, I thank you for tuning into Radiance by Design. And remember, you can do it, Jody. You're a big help to her.
I hope so.
Take care.
Thank you so much, Veronica. Have a good evening.
And you. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, well, that was fun. We got lots of calls. We have lots of spirits out there, and you are all wonderfully spirited people. So my next paradigm shifters is going to be Rachel DeSalle. I keep getting her name wrong. She's talking about death and the process of dying, the Tibetan system for choosing to die called Pawa. And she's also talking about dance and embodying sacred beings in the dance, the divinity within. She's a really, really interesting woman. So that's going to be 8 o'clock on Tuesday night on Paradigm Shifters. And thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. And remember, I have a new website. I'd love you to check it out, Veronica Entwistle, noh&entwistle.com. And I've got some blogs up there, which my wonderful marketer, Mike, says are a little bit intense. So your feedback is gratefully appreciated right now. And what you'd like to see on the website would be great for me to hear. And also, we're going to be running our shows on podcasts. So be in touch, stay tuned, and thank you so much for listening. Many, many blessings. Good night.